Welcome, Fort Hayes. This is the third beat report of David Ketron's news reporting assignments. I'm David Ketron, and I am interviewing the head of the activities board. Your name, miss?
My name is Tina Wolbert, and I'm assistant director for student engagement.
Thank you for coming for this interview, Tina. How are you handling yourself through this COVID pandemic as it is right now?
You know, I think it's really important for everyone to make sure they're taking care of themselves even more than usual. Here in student engagement, we're trying to be there for one another and all students. We've put a lot of safety protocol in for our events for this fall. We're having multiple events to where we can have a couple a week and have more safety protocol in place at those events. This week we've had Stuff a Tiger already on Monday. We had pumpkin painting yesterday. We have Stuff a Tiger again today at 4:30 in Rare Hall. And then again on Thursday we have pumpkin painting from 5 to 7 in Rare Hall 301.
That's good to hear. Has there been any kind of safety precautions here placed in the activities board?
Sure. So we're making sure that we're having small events. There are limits to the number of people or participants that we can have at events in certain spaces. So we make sure we're either having things outside, we're asking all individuals to wear a face covering, we're trying to limit the hand touching interactions, so we provide a lot of kits for activities that people can do that are pre-packaged.
That's nice to hear. It's always good to stay safe and wash your hands.
Yes. We also have sanitizing available at all of our events, so people can make sure they're staying safe that way.
Is there any other activities coming this week other than pumpkin painting and so forth?
So that's all for this week. Next week we have Multicultural Diversity Day on both Monday and on Wednesday? Yes. And then we also have an LGBTQIA speaker celebrating LGBTQ History Month. He's going to do a talk about implicit bias, racial awareness, being part of the LGBTQ community. And you can locate the link to that on TigerLink. We also have it on Facebook. That is Monday at 7 p.m. And then we also have Kindness Chaos coming up on the 23rd. That is going to be in the ballroom. And you can always check out TigerLink for all of these things.
Good to hear. Any words of advice you want to tell to your fellow students here in Fort Hayes?
I would say hang in there. We're here for you. There's lots of things going on. Check out TigerLink or our social media pages. We're planning lots of things to make sure everyone can stay engaged and stay healthy.
Well, thank you for this interview. I hope everybody here in Fort Hayes has a good day.